Tracy.
Here.
Member Robinson.
Here.
Member Alhambra.
Here.
Member Dunn.
Here.
Member Dolan.
Here.
All members present.
All right, then I call to order the Illinois Gaming Board video meeting, open session for May 25th. And the first order of business is approval of the open session minutes from the last meeting. Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. I move that the board approve the open session minutes from the regular meeting of April 21st, 2017.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. By way of report, since this seems to be a day to give praise, not to Caesar or Caesars, but to the staff of the Illinois Gaming Board, I would like to read a letter that we received. Most letters we receive begin with, we hereby request a hearing, or we hereby we disagree with what you have to say, or worse. But this letter... but this letter says, it's quite a bit different. It says, I am writing this letter to show my appreciation of the changes with the new board and the Illinois Gaming Board that helped reform how the operators run their business. There are also many people on the Illinois Gaming Board that helped me understand what I need to do in order to run my business per state's regulation. Olivia Hughes helped me a great deal when it came to the formatting of the inventory sheets and other formatting issues that I had with various documents. Mark Stevens and Joshua Brody always respond to my phone calls and help me figure out solutions to all kinds of problems I may face with my business. Another person that helps me is Inspector Sean Mosby. I think that he is one of the best inspectors because he really helps the operators and sympathizes with them. He is very helpful to me, and I am pretty sure other operators would say the same thing about him. I am writing this letter because I think that people like the ones that I have listed make everyone's business run more smoothly and in result make the gaming in Illinois improve because of their hard work. Best regards, I'm going to butcher this, Andreze Shawarski of Andy's Video Gaming. So thank you, Mr. Shawarski, for writing that letter. We do get, of course, negative letters and reports, and we get reports on agents, inspections, and interviews of operators, location establishments in particular, that sometimes have quotes of statements directed to our agents that are the opposite of complimentary, and sometimes use foul language. So it's really refreshing to get a letter like this, because we have all these great public servants here on the board that are doing this work sort of in obscurity on a day-to-day basis. In the press, we hear so much, there's so much negativity about the state, and I guess indirectly the state work, and there's really some excellent public servants out there, and we have many of them working for the Illinois Gaming Board, and it's nice to see them recognized in a letter like this. So again, thanks to the letter writer. Any other comments? Or all right, so, Mr. Administrator?
I don't have any additional comments, just update you on the number of locations that are operating. There's currently 6,091 locations operating, 26,736 VGTs. Even though a massive gaming expansion bill hasn't passed, there still is gaming expansion.
Massive gaming expansion has been going along.
Yeah, correct.
And how many river boats is that the equivalent of?
In terms of if they were 1,200 positions.
Right. And how much extra staff have you been given in order to administer these additional thousands of locations?
Zero.
Pretty amazing. Thank you. There's no public commentary this month, so that takes us to another board policy, a board policy item for video.
Again, we're proposing amendments to the video gaming rules that address shutdowns of VGTs and reactivation fees in instances where there's a loss of a valid liquor license, as well as in instances where there are tax delinquencies exceeding 100 days. We're also seeking to clarify the date on which service is complete in licensing and disciplinary matters. This is with the addition of Rule 595, so the VGTs will be shut down four locations without a valid liquor license and then reactivated only with proof of satisfaction of valid liquor license and payment of that $100 reactivation fee per VGT. That rule also doesn't preclude us from bringing disciplinary measures under Rule 220. Additionally, for the 100-day plus delinquent tax obligations locations, those VGTs will be shut off for the locations and reactivated only with proof against satisfaction of the debt or of an approved payment plan, as well as with the payment of a $100 reactivation fee per VGT. And then licensees may also seek reactivation fee waivers for VGTs that have been shut down in error. With the changes to Rule 615 and 715, we're seeking to update those service rules to reflect that service by personal or certified U.S. mail shall be deemed complete on the date on which it is actually effectuated if that date comes before our four-day period that the rules now provide for.
Thank you. Very good summary. Is there a motion?
There is. I move to amend the video gaming rules by creating Rule 595 and amending Rule 615 and 715 by authorizing staff to submit a proposal for first notice filing with the Secretary of State upon final review and approval of the administrator.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Terminal operators, initial licenses, Skybox. Is there a motion?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. As long as I'm here, I can walk up for it.
It wouldn't be a meeting without you.
At least I'm asking for some deposit.
So that seems to be the theme of the day.
Well, I thought your letter from Andy's Gaming, similar to Ed's comments, would actually thank their lawyers, but apparently we didn't make it in that cut either.
Well, so. Ed did some self-thanking. All right. May suffice.
Yes. Anyway, good morning. Donna Moore on behalf of Skybox Gaming Group. We're here today asking for approval of their initial terminal operator's license.
Very good. Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board issue a terminal operator license to Skybox Gaming Group, LLC for a term of 1 year expiring in May 2018. As the applicant has demonstrated its qualifications and suitability for licensure.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Ms. Moore.
I'll stay up here as well, Mr. Chairman, for Illinois Interactive Gaming. I know we've worked a lot with staff on this, and I hope we've given everything that you all needed for consideration.
Not yet, in my opinion, but. Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board deny the terminal operator license application of Illinois Interactive Gaming, LLC. It has failed to demonstrate its qualifications and suitability for licensure and to authorize the administrator to issue a notice of denial.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We can't be positive about everything every day.
Right.
Every
see motion. What we can do to change that.
All right. Thank you. All right. License renewals. Is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and my review of materials provided to the board, I move that the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a term of 1 year, expiring in May of 2018. Illinois Gaming Investors, LLC, LZ Entertainment, LLC, and Tap Room Gaming, LLC.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right. Is there a motion relative to hyperactive gaming?
There is. I also move, based on their SAS investigation and my review of the materials provided to the board, that the board renew Hyperactive Gaming, LLC's terminal operator license for a term of 1 year, expiring in May 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 I'll abstain.
Member Dolan's abstains. The motion carries 4-0. All right. Gaming and Entertainment Management. Is there a motion?
Keeping with the theme, I further move to renew the terminal operator license of Gaming and Entertainment Management, Illinois, LLC for a term of 1 year, retroactive to April 2017, expiring in April 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, manufacturers, distributors, and suppliers, license renewals, Novomatic. Is there a motion to renew?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the manufacturer, distributor, and supplier licenses of Novomatic Americas Sales LLC for a period of 1 year, expiring in May 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Technicians and terminal handlers, initial licenses.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, just want to provide you with a number of technician and terminal handler application. Based on our review of those items, we recommend the board issue 43 terminal handler licenses and one technician license. We also recommend the board authorize the administrator to issue the notice of denial of 5 applicants.
Very good. Is there a motion?
Yes. Based on staff investigation and recommendation, I move the board approve 43 terminal handler licenses and one technician license and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to Andrell Williams, Jesse N. Tucker, Timothy Evitz, Kevin D. Bruins, and Chad Michael Wendling.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, license renewals.
Staff additionally recommends the board renew licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were licensed or renewed in May of 2016 and who are up to date on their application and licensing fees and in compliance with the Virginia Act and all the other rules.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to renew the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were licensed or renewed in May of 2016 and who have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fees, and remained in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, locations, initial licenses.
Mr. Chairman, this month we provided you and the other board members with a number of applications for retail establishment licenses for your review. We recommend that the board approve 70 of those applications and authorize the administrator to issue notice of denial of 7 applications.
Very good. Is there a motion?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve 70 video gaming establishment licenses for a period of 1 year, expiring in May 2018, and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following: Darla Ritter, DBA The Soundbar, Phase 4-D, Inc., DBA Trudy's Cafe Cash Island, Omega Bar and Grill, LTD, DBA Omega Bar and Grill, LTD, Mort's Tap, Inc., DBA Mort's Tap, Smoking Grill and Pizzeria, LLC, DBA Smoking Grill and Pizzeria, El Toro Corporation, DBA Little Mexico Restaurant, and Cimarron Tap, LLC, DBA Cimarron Tap, LLC.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, license renewals.
Staff next recommends that the board approve the renewal of retail establishments, truck stop establishments, veteran and fraternal establishments previously licensed or renewed in May of 2016 that are also in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules. We also ask that you grant authorization to the administrator to non-renew two locations.
Is there a second?
Call them.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve the renewal of licenses held by retail establishments, truck stop establishments, and veteran and fraternal establishments previously licensed or renewed in May of 2016 that have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fee, and are otherwise in compliance with the requirements of the Act and the board's rules, and authorize the administrator to issue notices of non-renewal to Cousin Vinny's LTD, DBA Cousin Vinny's, and Zupa Inc., DBA Zupa.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right, requests for hearings.
The board received this month four requests for hearings. The first request is from JRW Electrical Enterprises, doing business as Bottoms on site. The applicant has provided the board with information showing that its owner is no longer statutorily ineligible. Accordingly, we recommend that the board rescind its denial and grant the request of license to the applicant.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on information provided to the board establishing that applicant's owner is not statutorily ineligible, I move that the board rescind its denial and grant an establishment license to JRW Electrical Enterprises, Inc., DBA Bottoms Up on 7th.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
The next three requests fail to establish a prima facie case for a hearing, and we recommend the board deny them.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board deny the request for hearing submitted by 100 Proof Gaming LLC, DBA The Hotspot, Mazarizi Gaming, Inc., DBA Maria's Gaming Lounge, and Julia L. Reeves, DBA Ed and Millie's Tavern.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Request to reapply.
Staff received this month two requests to reapply for establishment licenses. The first request is from J. Ray's Barber Grill, who visits Tortuga's Barber Grill. They surrendered their license in April of this past year, this year, after entering into a contract to sell the contract that was no longer going forward, so we recommend that the board approve their request to reapply.
Very good. Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant J. Ray's Bar and Grill, Inc., DBA Tortuga's Bar and Grill, leave to reapply for a retail establishment license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The second request is from Red Carpet ENT, Inc., who visits Red Carpet Lounge. They seek to reapply because they satisfy their tax obligations and approve that they have.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's recommendation and investigation, I move that the board grant Red Carpet ENT, Inc., DBA Red Carpet Lounge, leave to reapply for a retail establishment license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Disciplinary actions.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff requested the board consider issuing disciplinary complaints involving the establishment licenses of Carlos Tequila Grill Corp., doing business as Carlos Tequila Grill, and Beverly Brent, Inc., doing business as The Office. Each of these locations have tax liabilities, and their liquor licenses are on hold.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue disciplinary complaints revoking the retail establishment licenses of Carlos Tequila Grill Corp., DBA Carlos Tequila Grill, and Beverly Brink, Inc., DBA The Office, for failing to maintain the minimum qualifications for licensure. Said actions to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaints, unless answers are properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Staff also recommends that the board issue disciplinary complaint fining Village Garden Restaurant,
Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment license of Village Garden Restaurant, Inc., DBA Village Garden Restaurant, for failing to properly monitor video gaming terminals on its premises. This action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless a $5,000 fine is paid or an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Staff also recommends that the board issue a disciplinary complaint finding Illinois Video Gaming $5,000 for installing and relocating video gaming terminals without prior approval of the minister.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint finding Terminal Operator Illinois Video Gaming, Inc. $5,000 for failing to obtain the administrator's prior approval before moving and installing video gaming terminals on its premises. This action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
We further recommend that the board fine terminal operator Kenmore Gaming Investors doing business as Prairie State Gaming, $2,500 for failing to remove six, for failing to remove video terminals from locations in a six-month period.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint finding terminal operator Illinois Gaming Investors LLC DBA Prairie State Gaming LLC, $2,500 for failing to remove video gaming terminals from a location under rehab. This action to take effect 21 days from the date of the service unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we next recommend that the board fine terminal operator Gaming and Entertainment Management Illinois for failing to pay $100,000 for failing to pay 50% of after-tax profits to licensed establishment owners as required under Section 25C of the Act, and also order the Economic Association of Lafayette.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to issue a disciplinary complaint finding Gaming and Entertainment Management Illinois LLC $100,000 for failing to pay a licensed establishment 50% of after-tax profits as required under Section 25 of the Video Gaming Act, and ordering the Economic Disassociation of Robert Nader. This action to take effect 21 days from the date of service unless an answer is properly filed within that time.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
The establishment license application of TNG Inc. doing business as All Star Bar and Grill was issued a notice of non-renewal by the board in July of 2016 due to a failure of the owner to cooperate with the board's investigation. The owner has subsequently cooperated and the investigation has proceeded. Staff recommends that the board rescind its non-renewal and renew the establishment license retroactive to July of 2016.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move to rescind the July 2016 non-renewal of the establishment license of TNG Inc. DBA All Star Bar and Grill and grant renewal of the establishment license retroactive to July 2016, expiring in July 2017.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
One settlement matter this month. Staff recommends that the board grant the administrative authority to enter into a settlement agreement with and dismiss the complaint against Michapala due to business of Michapala. Since this dash was approved into the board, or rather provided the board with information relative to the payment of its outstanding and tax liabilities.
And what is the amount of that settlement?
$1,000.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, based on staff's recommendation and the information provided by the establishment license, I move to delegate to the administrator the authority to enter into a settlement agreement with and to administratively dismiss the complaint against Michapala, Inc., DBA Michapala, DC-V-17-39, and to provide the settlement agreement to the administrative law judge for disposition.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Our final recommendation is that the board adopt the administrative law judge's recommended decision in Four Play Pub and Grub, doing business as Route 12 Bank Bar and Grill, and issue a final order finding this establishment $5,000.
Is there a motion?
There is. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board adopt the administrative law judge's recommended decision in DC-V-16-53 in its entirety, and enter a final order finding Four Plate Pub and Grub LLC DBA Route 12 Bar and Grill $5,000 for serving alcohol to a minor and allowing the minor access to the location's video gaming terminals.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Mr. Administrator, is there any further business for the video gaming?
That concludes our business.
Very good. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.